May the words of my mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. You may be seated. The designers of the lectionary in today's readings demonstrated an uncanny providential awareness of our national moment. After 18 long months of candidates vying for attention and loyalty, has finally come to an end. Cynthia reminded us on Monday that this cyclical event and the weight we give it has a real possibility for being a stumbling block in discipleship. And we knew that the outcome of the election would be greeted both with joy and despair. Last Thursday, Myra Adams, a Politico and contributor to the National Review, announced that today would be a national day of mourning. She writes, "Now, as when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, knowing the city would eventually be destroyed by the Romans, millions of Americans will be weeping in their hearts, knowing that our new, long, national nightmare is only just beginning." Her particular viewpoint was directed at a Clinton presidency. But when I read this quote out of context, I thought that it could be true for either side if they lost. What appears to Mrs. Adams as an eschatological moment, not unlike the Roman destruction of Jerusalem, feels correct when judged on a purely visceral level. So much energy expended over such a long time undoubtedly leaves the vanquished and the victor exhausted. And like the overthrow of Jerusalem, makes mortal enemies of the combatants. Adams weaves together biblical imagery with political history by reprising Gerald Ford's comment when Richard Nixon left office, that our long national nightmare had ended. She not so subtly equates Nixon with Clinton and the White House with Jerusalem. She juxtaposes the crook and the cross, the fallen star and the city set on a hill. She appears to assume that an election can only result in one of two realities, the darkness of destruction or the iridescent light of a morning sun. If Miss Adams would take history and hermeneutics, and she should, she might learn that Jesus did not weep because Jerusalem would be destroyed, but rather because Jerusalem would not recognize her Messiah, would not devote herself to Torah, and would not experience the renewal of life that the prophet from Nazareth offered. Although many are elated at the election results, many are deeply saddened and afraid. As Cynthia wrote in her email to all of us this morning, there will be time for thoughtful reflection on what this election means to us as the body of Christ. But I'm going to just take this time to reflect on the scriptures before us, in particular, the psalm appointed for today is an opportunity for us to remind one another of a central conviction of our faith. Whether you are weeping or rejoicing, the psalm redirects our attention to an eternal truth and uses imagery grounded in the immovable firmness of a mountain, to the protective wings of Shaddai, and the careful ministration of angels. Psalm 91 is such an appropriate psalm for today because it is a psalm of trust. The language of this psalm lifts our vision from the plains of our entanglements and preoccupations, from anxiety, fear, and too easy absorption into the ravings and alarms of this day and invites us to a mountain hideaway, free from the tremors of anticipated doom or the siren songs of utopia. Let's focus on a couple of images and enter the psalmist's imaginative world. You can pull out your Book of Common Prayer if you like and look at it. I'll read a verse or two, make a short comment, and invite a moment of silent reflection. And then I will move to another, and so on. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of Shaddai. The language of this psalm emphasizes that our life in God is not a brief visit, but a constant living with God's presence. The semantic range of the words dwell and abide suggests an inhabitant, not a sojourner. Someone who dwells in the shelter of the Almighty, in the shadow, the protection, the cover of Shaddai. He shall say to the Lord, "You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust." A refuge, or rather a place of shelter from storm and winds on the mountain of Shaddai, a stronghold that is as secure as the mountain itself, a fortress of security on the mountain of Shaddai. He shall deliver you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. Like the creatures of God who are hunted upon the mountain, we are protected from the hunter in the stronghold of God. Not even the violent winds, which is a better translation than deadly pestilence, not even the violent winds encountered, characteristic of a mountaintop, are capable of literally blowing us off the face of the mountain of Shaddai. We are sheltered in the fortress of God. He shall cover you with his pinions, and you shall find refuge under his wings. His faithfulness shall be a shield and buckler. Nesting on the mountain, let yourself feel the protection of the parent bird who gathers its young under its wing to safeguard them from the slashing winds and rains common to life on the mountain. You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Life on the mountain is precarious and frightening. Night brings uncertainty, and the bowman stalks the mountain for prey. Comfort is found in the covering provided by the wings of love, by the wings of Shaddai. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. And now we're back at the beginning of the psalm. The Lord is our shelter. The Lord is our abode. The Lord is our dwelling place. We can trust that Shaddai will keep us drawn near, under the wing, and be our comfort when danger is all around. In verse 14, there is a shift. The psalmist stops addressing us, and God, Shaddai, addresses us directly. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, Shaddai, and I will answer him. I am with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. To us who feel so troubled today and who fear what may come, I say for today, at this moment, to go rest in the mountain that is Shaddai. When it seems that all is lost, nestle yourself under the wing that desires and offers comfort in the midst of fear and threat. Affirm that your habitation is in the rock immovable. Do this today. Do it as often as you need to until your heart is strengthened and your soul is nourished.